Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. On this Wednesday, the last day of September, the 30th, it is now 67. We picked up 98 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, just a trace of rain in our bucket since midnight. Some heavier rainfall amounts to our east. Albion reported 2 inches of rainfall in those heavy showers yesterday morning. A Bone Gap, 1.5 inches. No mention of any precipitation in our forecast, which will take us all the way through Monday. But we are expecting a bit of a cool down. We talked about that yesterday, and looks like the breeze is now out of the north, and it's bringing in some cooler weather. In the news this afternoon, Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner is now set to close state museums and that sport shooting complex here in southern Illinois because of the Illinois budget crisis. Even though most staff members will still have to report to work, and the museum's board chairman says the savings will amount to nothing more than peanuts. By museum officials' calculations, the closing of the 138-year-old museum in Springfield and its 4 satellite facilities will initially save the state less than $400,000, a tiny fraction of the state's projected $5 billion budget gap. The governor targeted the museums and the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta for closure effective today. He says it's part of his efforts to manage state finances as Illinois enters its 4th month without a budget and a deal with Democrats who control the legislature remains elusive. Rauner's office initially sent layoff notices to more than 100 workers at the sites earlier this year. He said the closing, closing the museums and recreational complex will save Illinois about $6.3 million, but labor unions sued, arguing the move violated their active contracts with the state. Rauner agreed to postpone the layoffs for union workers pending a court ruling, but said he would go ahead with those closings. Now, Rauner's spokesman, Lindsay Walters, says in addition to scientific research, curators will maintain collections and educators will plan future programming. Other employees will be put in temporary roles. Workers at the Sparta complex are expected to prepare the site for winter, and then they'll be reassigned to other sites. Walters would not address how the savings could be that high if almost all the employees are still being paid and the facilities have to be maintained. WFIW News Time, 12:17.
When you consider the wonders of life, it's like looking through a photo album with images of everything you've achieved. But what happens to your family if you're suddenly out of the picture? Talk to your country financial representative about building a tangible plan for life insurance to help protect your family's financial security, no matter where you're starting from. For a free insurance and financial review, contact Mark Dinsmore, your country financial representative in Wayne City. Call Mark Dinsmore, 895-2989.
A funeral service is a public way to express private emotions and a time to affirm all a loved one meant to our lives. Let us help you create a funeral ceremony that's an affirmation of life. We offer a full range of services to meet every need. Talk to our caring counselors. No matter which service you choose, you can always count on sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
It's fall, y'all, at the Watering Can in Albion. The shop is beautiful with autumn wreaths and silk arrangements. Browse our new purse selections by Simply Noel in warm fall colors. Scarves and jewelry add the final touch. New Harmony Soap Company products make a great gift even for yourself. Fresh fall arrangements will brighten anyone's day. Daily deliveries to Albion, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, West Salem, and Grayville. Fall for fall at the Can in Albion.
60-year-old Dudley Starks of Carmi was arrested Tuesday by Carmi City Police on charges of assault and disorderly conduct. The alleged victim in this case is 23-year-old Andy L. Bailey of Carmi. Tina M. Smith, 54, of Carmi, was arrested Tuesday on a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of less than 2.5 grams of marijuana, and theft under $500. The alleged victims in the case were Richard and Michelle Powell of Carmi. Jason Scott Hosick, 32, of Carmi, was arrested Tuesday on a charge of domestic battery following an incident at 113 Fairview Drive. The alleged victim in that case, 32-year-old Heather J. Hosick. 65-year-old William L. Baker of West Salem was injured yesterday morning in a single-vehicle accident in Wabash County. Illinois State Police report that Baker was westbound on County Road 170 East in a 2004 Chevy pickup truck. When he lost control of that vehicle, it ran off the road to the right, went into a ditch, and overturned. Baker was taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital following the 10:20 a.m. accident. No citations have been issued at this time. State police were assisted at the scene by the Edwards County Ambulance Service, Edwards County Sheriff's Department, and the Browns Fire Department. Well, the first teed off against child abuse golf outing for the Guardian Center, hosted by the Wabash County Sheriff Derek Morgan, has been held recently at the Mount Carmel Municipal Golf Course. The Guardian Center is a non-profit children's advocacy center serving abused children and their families. The main office is located in Carmi, with satellite child interviewing areas in Harrisburg, Robinson, and the newest satellite office is located within the Family Counseling Center in Mount Carmel. Now, this year's event was a four-person scramble with a fee of $200 per team. They raised over $2,300 for the center's programs. All the teams had a perfect day of golfing, with weather-wise, with the top-performing teams being that of the Country Financial, including Alex Atwood, Dan Niss, Rick Zirkelbach, and Rich Zirkelbach. A lunch was provided by Rub 'em Right Barbecue. Door prizes provided by a number of donors. The organization's continued hope with the teed-off against child abuse golf event is to increase awareness regarding the problem of child abuse and community support for the Guardian Center and its programs for abused children and their families. The Guardian Center can be contacted at 382-8247 for more information regarding their programs. Those interested in making a donation can send them to the Guardian Center, 1124 Oak Street in Carmi. WFIW News Time, 1222.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right. Call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joe at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry. Call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel, and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Well, the Enfield Mule Days celebration, with a theme of the most wonderful days of the year, opens this evening at 6:30. The gospel sing will be featured with the Muhlenbeins and the Bradshaws, performing at 6:30 this evening. At 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon, kids' games at the stage, sponsored by Enfield Healthcare. There'll be a cakewalk by Booth School. And baby contest, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 7:30, the Prince and Princess contest, bingo at 8 o'clock. Plenty of activities for Enfield Mule Days on Friday. From 7 to 9, a free breakfast buffet at the Enfield Healthcare. The flea market opens at 6 in the evening, at 6:30 in the evening, Friday. Be the Little Miss pageant, 7 o'clock, Miss Mule Day Queen contest. Those are the high school kids, 7:30, the Junior Miss Mule Days, those 6th through 8th graders, bingo at 8, and a big street dance Friday night at 9 to 11 p.m. Saturday, a full day of activities, pet parade at 9 a.m., pet parade judging at 9:30. The parade itself is at 10. And, of course, 12 noon, the big parade lineup begins, and the actual parade will be at 1:30, followed by a cornhole tournament at 3. Entertainment by Brian King from Oakland City at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Highway Run out of Nashville, Tennessee, a Saturday night at 5 p.m. That's the big 94th annual Enfield Mule Days celebration. Speaking of mules, the FCHS Mule Backers will be serving barbecue pork sandwiches and nachos with all the trimmings at the homecoming football game Friday night. Serving at start at 6 p.m. Sandwiches are $3. Barbecue nachos, $5. Mulebackers will also be raffling off a duffel bag donated by Fairfield Printing and Graphics full of spirit wear and other gear. Tickets are $6 for $5, $1 apiece. Drawing will be at halftime. Mulebackers will have a float in the parade. Of course, the big parade's at 2:30 Friday afternoon. Be sure to watch for them. And if you can't make it to the parade, you can certainly see it on the radio at WFIW FM 104.9 with our own Bruce Dickey and Billy Rogers doing the play-by-play of the big parade, homecoming parade. The 15th annual Charity Golf Scramble to benefit Special Olympics, Southeastern Illinois Area 14, is coming up this Saturday at the Wayne County Golf Course. Breakfast begins at 8, play beginning at 8:30. It is a four-person team event with teams made up of any combination of males, all females, or any combination therein. $50 per person registration gets you 18 holes and a cart rental, plus continental breakfast, barbecue lunch, and free gifts for all participants. And the proceeds from this tournament will remain in the area to provide training and competition events for nearly 550 Special Olympic athletes in southeastern Illinois as they demonstrate their athletic abilities in 10 Olympic-style sports throughout the year. Area 14 serves athletes in Wayne, White, Wabash, Saline, Pope, Marion, Jefferson, Hardin, Hamilton, Gallatin, and Edwards counties. Well, this Sunday, October the 4th, there's going to be a fundraiser for the Fairfield CP Church. It's going to be held at the CP Church, of course. Dinner will be served from 11 till the food runs out. Prices by donation. And money that they raise from this event Sunday will go toward parking lot renovations. The menu will be for turkey Manhattans, green beans, salad, and dessert. So you're invited to come by Sunday to have lunch. It's all by donation, trying to get some money to fix up their parking lot. And in other news, Fairfield Memorial Hospital is still seeking entrance for their Frontier Community College Fairfield Memorial Hospital Run for Your Life 5K. It's coming up this Saturday. Registration starts at 7. The race is at 8. 5K run walk will begin at Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Medical Arts Complex. Head out to the college and then back to the hospital. Registration forms can be picked up at either the hospital or the college, or you can print them off from either one of those organizations' websites. The registration fee is $15. If you got any questions, get a hold of Alyssa Parrott, Coordinator of Career Services at the college, or Michelle Ward, Marketing Director at the hospital. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem at the noon hour. November crude oil prices are up 7 cents per barrel at $45.30. Crude oil prices fell a bit yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering 50 cents per barrel. Today they're paying $38.25 a barrel. It is time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow's up 118 points at 16,167. The NASDAQ's up 57 at 4,575. In local and area deaths, 84-year-old Xenia resident Frances Jeanette Dean died Monday at North Care Hospice House in North Kansas City, Missouri. Survivors include two daughters, Kay and husband Randy Miller of Johnsonville, and Linda and husband Jim Kirkpatrick of Kansas City, Missouri, a sister Mabel Huffins of Flora, five grandchildren and six great-grandchildren. Services for Jeanette Dean will be 12 noon Sunday at the Community of Christ Brush Creek Congregational Church, rural Xenia, with burial in Brush Creek Cemetery at a later date. Visitation will be 6 to late Saturday night at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, then 11 a.m. till the time of service Sunday at the church. Memorials may be made to the church or Brush Creek Campground. 92-year-old Carmi resident Blanche Winter died at 7:30 Tuesday night at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmi. Survivors include two daughters and sons-in-law, Janet and Kenny Woolsey, and Sheila and Doug Westfall, all of Carmi. Three sons and two daughters-in-law, Richard Winter of Cesar, Alan and Teresa Winter of Cleveland, Tennessee, and Kevin and Kelly Winter of Carmi. Nine grandchildren, Jarrett Winter, Sabrina Shoon, and husband Brian, Stacy Woolsey, Angie French, and husband Jeff, Chris Winter, Melanie Winter, Ben Westfall and wife Ashley, Sarah Haley and husband Todd, and Rachel Atterbury and husband Brad, plus 10 great-grandchildren. Services for Blanche Winter will be 2 o'clock Friday at Zion United Methodist Church near Carmine, with burial in White County Memorial Garden at Carmine. Visitation will be 4 until 8 Thursday evening at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmine, then Friday, 1 p.m. till the time of service at the Zion United Methodist Church in Carmine. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News time is 12:30.
For Country Mark Advantage Lubricants, here's Atlanta, Indiana farmer Tim Johnson.
Yeah, we've been using Country Mark lubricants as long as I can remember, because my dad used them before I started using them. Well, the thing I like about Country Mark lubricants is the reliability. I have never had a lubricant-related issue with any of the products in my farming career. I have no problem recommending Country Mark lubricants to anybody.
Get more per gallon with Country Mark Advantage Lubricants.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in Barnwood is on sale too at Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Partly cloudy today, high 71, clear tonight, low 48. Thursday and Friday, sunny, 67. Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy, 66. Monday, partly cloudy, 69. 76, the high yesterday, 58, the low this morning. We picked up 98 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, and just a little bitty trace of precip in the bucket since midnight. And at 12:32 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, it is 67. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.